It was just before midnight on Friday in mid-July when Carson came out of Lucky's Lounge with a couple of beers in him. He wiped the fresh outbreak of perspiration from his brow and headed down the sidewalk, still hearing the music from the bar. After a block, he got into his truck, pulled onto the street, and drove toward Deadbrook Road. The headlights pierced the night as the road went from blacktop to dirt. Cottonwoods, juniper, and pinyon trees flanked the time-worn path, and an aged barbed-wire fence ran haggard along the right side. The truck's radio played a static-laced version of Kitty Walsh. Against a pole of the fence leaned a small black shape. From Carson's angle, it looked like a hat, a cowboy hat, possibly a Bailey or a Stetson. He pulled alongside the road and got out. His headlights sprayed on trees and fence and hat. He crouched down and picked it up by the brim. It was sticky on the underside, and he turned it over. It was the last thing Carlos Vasquez said before his memories and thoughts blew from his skull and splattered and dripped down the wall behind him. He remained in his chair for a moment, slack-jawed and wide-eyed. Then his head dropped down, and he collapsed to the floor. That was it for Carlos, and that was just fine. All he had done since he'd arrived was complain about his shoulder. Put the cabra. It would have healed, but now it didn't matter because now there was no more Carlos. Carlos would never heal again. Carlos was never to spend another day, hour, minute, or second complaining about his shoulder or thinking about anything else. Never again would he conjure his past or generate concepts. All that had existed and had been the life of Carlos Vasquez, hiking with his grandfather, learning to ride a bike, his 10th birthday party, the first time he'd had sex and the day of his wedding, and the unbounded joy at the birth of his son. All of that was now dripping down the wall. He went back to the King's Court and back to his room and tossed the doll aside and flopped into the beanbag chair. The smiley pink face of the doll stared at him. "What's your name, little girl?" He reached over and picked it up. There were little rips in the seams and hints of stuffing and faded stains here and there. Like the legs, the brim of the pink hat was striped green and white. The cheeks were rosy and the eyes were black. "What are you doing with all this contraband, huh?" He made the doll wave.